Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome to the 2020 Niles McKinley Red Dragons preview. I'm excited to get this show started as the 2020 season is on the horizon tomorrow night here at Beau Ryan Stadium. I'm with Coach Perry entering his third year as head coach of the Red Dragons. They were 7-3 last year. They won their last two games of 2019, and hopefully they continue that winning streak when they open up tomorrow night. So we're here. We're in the confines of the weight room, our digital studio, if you will. We have our mask on, we're social distancing, and we're doing the show live, so we can't foul up, Coach. But, hey, welcome back. Year three, definitely a trying year for everyone involved. But how's it been so far?
Well, I think crazy is the word we're probably looking for. There seems to be twists and turns all the way down the road. But, I think there's a lot of life lessons in here for our kids, control what you can control, that kind of thing. And at the end of the day, we're – about 24, maybe 28 hours away from actually pulling this thing off and actually getting to play football, which I think at many times during this we didn't think that was probably going to happen, at least this time of year. So we feel fortunate about that. We're excited. At the same time, it's nerve-wracking because, we were shut down there for a little while. I'm sure we're going to talk about that. But at the end of the day, if we get a chance to play football, we'll be ready to roll.
Nice. Now, year three, I think just because this is our debut show, for the season – how much more comfortable do you feel in the previous two seasons, and how much, how excited, I guess, are you with the kids coming back, and we'll get to the guys who are kind of stepping up that we may not know about yet?
Well, this year's just different. I think normally you think, year three, things are in place, whatever, but, it's been anything but that for a lot of different reasons, one of those reasons really is we graduated a nice senior class from last year. And obviously, our record being 7-3, that was a testament to those guys. So, trying to plug in new guys, dealing with the changes and, the expectations of what we have to do differently because of the virus. And then, throwing in a shutdown where we lost 14 practices, due to having a COVID positive test on the football team. It just really, like I said, probably not the normal comfort of a three-year situation that you would expect.
So who are some of the guys? I was so used to the kids just because, my own kids were here and I knew most of the kids going through. I still know quite a few, but I'm sure there's a lot of young faces that I don't know. But how many returning starters do we have for the Red Dragons? And how many kids, again, goes back to, I guess, the name dropping, who are some of the new faces and some of the old familiar faces that we can count on?
Yeah, so I think we have about six guys returning on both sides of the ball. So that's relatively, we're replacing about half of the starting positions, which is a bit much. You'd love to say, hey, we got nine guys back on this side of the ball. And, a mixed bag, to say the least. I think the names people will recognize the most, really probably starting with our quarterback, Zach Leonard. Some of the guys he's been throwing to, Chase Sedgina, Allen Ifyar, some guys that, played there. Up front, we only got one guy back. That's Zach Cicero. And then we'll have four new starters on the offensive line. Right now, we're new in the backfield as well. Travis Molinar's got a knee issue. He's trying to work through. Counting on some young guys to step in. And defensively, our linebacking core is three out of those four guys all started for us last year. So, feel good there. Two guys that started up front on the defensive line. But then in the secondary, we're really only returning one true starter in Sedgina. So, that's the guys that I think people are going to remember. None of those linebackers, I probably should name them. Curtis Taylor, most people know him as Cujo. Isaiah Riggleman and Allen and Fryer again. So, and then, like I said, Cezina in the secondary. Up front, Zach Cicero, Javon Tabor, have a lot of experience there. And then we're breaking in some two new defensive tackles. So, you know, as far as new names go, we really feel rotational in a lot of those positions where maybe multiple guys are going to be going there. The center position's been a battle all year, a little nerve-wracking when you're out of the gun as much as we are. But it looks like maybe Cam Oliver, the guy's a little bit out in front there, but Joe Hanshaw, Alex Greenberg. So, you know, we do feel like maybe we do have a little bit of versatility on that offensive line. Brad Isabella is a kid coming in to step up for the first time as a junior. He moved in from tight end. And then we actually had a running back move to guard. I mean, you don't hear that every day, Bo. So,
no, you don't.
Matt Keeley, he's only a sophomore, but tremendous athlete, very, very strong kid. Maybe the strongest kid we have on the team. And we really expect big things out of him and think maybe he has a future playing offensive line. He really seems to be fitting in well there. So that's kind of where we are. You know, if you've got any questions about some certain areas, it might be a little easier to fill it in that way. A lot of new faces and a few returning, and it's going to be interesting.
Excellent stuff. Once again, you're listening to the 2020 Niles McKinley Red Dragons podcast powered by Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance, located here in Niles, Ohio. And as always, big shout out to him. And Coach, you know, those new faces. I just want to go back to you said that Keeley making it. Was that an easy thing? I mean, because everybody wants the ball in their hand. And that's kind of a, you know, hey, you know what? You're not going to have the ball in your hand. You're going to be blocking for the guy with the ball. Did he handle that pretty easily?
Well, I'll be honest with you. We have had the idea that, you know, we might have to make this move with him. And you have to massage that a little bit because you know, what kid grew up saying, I want to be a guard? You know, this doesn't happen. But here's the irony of it, Bo, and this is why you're going to realize what a tremendous player is. Before we actually broached the subject to him, he came to us and said, Coach, I just want to play. You know, I know we need help on the line. I'd be willing to do it. So that speaks
That's
a lot
awesome.
To that kid.
Yeah.
And in some ways, I think it's a little tip of the hat to our program that the kids are willing to make that sacrifice. And he'll certainly be an example for a lot of other kids on our team. And we've had made similar, you know, moves, and guys have taken it well. So that's a big-time move on his part. And let me tell you, he's talented enough to be a running back. It's not that he lacks for talent. It's just that, you know, when you got to build what's best, you got to start up front and move backwards. Or the guys behind it, they don't stand a chance anyway. So I had this happen to us when we were at Matthews. I had a kid start on the offensive line for 2 years. And then as a junior and senior, he rushed for 1,000 yards in both seasons. So he's not necessarily permanently there. But for a kid with his size and strength, he may want to stay there because I think some colleges are going to get looking at him before it's all said.
You know, well, doing so many college shows, I mean, there's a lot of times, guys, you know, size eventually takes over and you move on to other positions. Now, we don't want to have the whole show about him, but how are his hands? Is there any trickery place maybe with him coming out?
Well, you know, he pulls around the corner well. So yeah, you know, like unlike in the pros, you got to be eligible by numbers. So we actually even thought of that, like maybe have it invested. So if we wanted to get the ball in his hands, we could put a back number on him, whatever. But you know, we are a little thin up front in some. You know, like I said, we have some versatility, but we don't have a ton of guys. We got guys that can play different positions. So really probably think he's going to have his hand in the dirt for most of the season. So.
Wonderful.
Or in these case, rubber pellets, because I think all our grass games are on.
Yeah, and I think that's the way it is now. Hey, how about this one? I mean, we are in COVID-19 conditions. I don't know what the numbers are going to be for this particular podcast, but I think this might be one of the most listened to podcasts. I just think under the COVID-19 circumstances. But, you know, when the Dragon faithful start to flock into this stadium tomorrow night, what can they do to be prepared so somebody doesn't have to go home or somebody's turned away because they're not prepared? And what can they expect from concessions and just being here at O'Ryan Stadium?
Yeah, so I'm really glad you brought that up because we really need this has to be a community effort. You know, if we want to continue to play this season out, A, we need health. We need everybody healthy. We don't want to jeopardize anybody's health. So, you know, there's the mandated things that we all have to do. We all have to wear a mask. Hey, look, it's going to be hot tomorrow night. I've been out all summer in this mask. And, you know, 90-some degrees heat, it's no joke. And you got to stay away from people that aren't your family members. And that can be hard because many of us haven't seen each other, you know. And then you get to a football game and – you know, what's your natural instinct? Give somebody a hug or, you know, a handshake. And those are really the things that you want to avoid. And then I think the big one is, and this can be tough too, if you're not feeling well, just stay home. I mean, that's just, we ask of our players, we ask of our coaches, and we've done that. We've had some guys that hadn't felt well, and they don't want to put anybody in jeopardy, go get a test. They come back, and luckily, knock on wood, we've been fine in those instances. You know, I know the Mother's Cafe, I'm sure the band, they're under the guidelines for food distribution, and they've actually fed us this summer, so they've had a little bit of practice with that. And but really, if we all, like we tend to do in Niles, if we all tend to do our part, then I think, you know, we can get all these games in. And what more does anyone around here want than some high school football?
I know. It's such a nice process just to think that we're kind of showing some normalcy, just knowing these kids are going to be under the Friday night lights. And even driving down here, I mean, seeing the coaches starting to fill the office and hear, you know, some dialogue amongst those guys getting ready for tomorrow. I see the frontliners. Those guys are out on the side of the stadium getting work done. You talked about the mothers. They're going to have those concessions rocking and rolling. So a little bit different, but it kind of brings you back to the reality that, you know, it is football season and we're here. Now, we mentioned, I mean, you could be going into year one with all this happening. I mean,
right,
think about that,
yeah.
And you'd probably really have a headache. But, you know, just in terms of, I mean, are you, you know, under the conditions, I mean, how happy are you just after, you know, entering year three and just looking back at the first 2 years?
Well, in some ways what happened here, I think it was a reset button for everybody involved. You tend to think things for granted. You tend to bellyache over some things that maybe now you look back on and man, why was I upset about that? So, you know, I think it jolted us all into realizing, hey man, like this isn't guaranteed to you at any given time. We could all lose this. So I think from that point, and I've said this all along, though, the kids have done a much better job of dealing with it. Those adults that have such a hard time with the unknown, you know, the kids have come in with great attitude all year long. And, you know, 3 weeks ago we had a situation where we had to shut down. We were down for 9 days because it's complicated, but how the health department says you start your 14 on this days, and there was a weekend involved. So, you know, it was 9 days, but, you know, it would have been 7 days of practices, which, again, is 14 sessions because this time of year we have two sessions a day.
Is that specific just to your program, or that was that universal within the
– Well, I think every situation is different. They
okay.
just determine ours. That's where
– Okay.
You know, this is what you need to do to shut down. And, you know, we were pacing ourselves because we thought it was going to be a long summer. We weren't going to have scrimmages, so we thought. You know, there was a lot of reasons why we were just, hey, let's not be in a hurry. Let's not hit too much. Let's not. Then all of a sudden you're shut down in the most important week moving in. And then we've got back and we've had our, you know, nose down and just going after it because we feel like we're a little bit behind, you know, getting ready for tomorrow night.
Excellent. Well, hey, man, we don't want to disrupt what you got going on. I know you're about to start your meeting, final prep for tomorrow night's game against Jefferson. Coach, excited to get these podcasts going big again. A shout out to Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance, located here in Niles, Ohio, powering this program as we move forward to year three with Coach Perry and year three of the podcast. As we and we'll start bringing the guys on board, but this was our as typical as we do it, even year three, our last minute. Let's try to find time to do this and get this thing underway. But Coach, best of luck to you and these guys, and stay healthy and win this year.
Hey, again, Bo, thank you for everything you do for the program. I think it's a big key part of it. Hopefully, like you said, everybody's missed football. You know, this is a little bit of taste for them. And I will remind them, I'll give a plug to YSN. If you can't be at the game because you couldn't get a ticket because the seating was limited, at YSN.com, they are broadcasting our game, both video and, you know, I think they're going to even have broadcasters here. So I think it's like $9 a household, maybe, something like that. So you can get the game on your computer or stream it to your TV, and you can watch us remotely. So that's obviously a nice feature for those of you who aren't able to make it down.
Excellent stuff. Once again, that's Coach Perry here on the 2020 Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast.